Destination Mystery started their paranormal investigation journey on New Year's Eve 2019 by investigating an extremely haunted building from their childhood. This investigation started a curiosity that would grow to become an obsession for finding answers to the paranormal questions that have plagued the team since childhood. To continue the tradition, Destination Mystery spent another New Year's investigating the most haunted building in Utah. Spending the entire night in Tooele's old hospital, better known as Asylum 49, the team encountered a plethora of spiritual activity. Follow along as the team discusses their encounters with evil spirits and the evidence they captured. Stay tuned. Mystery Media Group presents Case File 41.
Listening to Mystery Media Group.
Yay! We're going to talk about the investigation we did for New Year's this year at Asylum 49. Asylum 49, for people who have not heard of it, is actually the old Tooele Hospital. Tooele is located just west of Salt Lake City. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
It started out as a mining town, and then the government built several military bases and chemical weapons facilities in the county during the 20th century. And so the influx of service personnel and their families mandated that a modern hospital be built to accommodate the healthcare needs. So the hospital that's standing right now, the construction on that began in 1949.
It's
not that old. Mm-mm. And it was finished in 1953. It was the first modern state-of-the-art hospital that Tooele had, and most of the residents believed they were getting good treatment there, but a lot of them didn't. They actually dubbed it the Hospital of Death, and many people would travel to Salt Lake City in order to avoid being treated there. So,
because it was underfunded, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really underfunded. In fact, they didn't even build a morgue. They had to use rooms 21 and 22. I believe it was for the morgues. That's how underfunded it was.
And that floor, the original floor that the dead bodies were laying on.
Yeah, still there. Everything pretty much is original that's still there, other than what they've turned into the haunted house attraction. When the current owner, his name is Kim, he bought it, they named it Asylum 49 and turned it into a haunted attraction. And so people that live in Utah or close by know it as Asylum 49, and it is actually deemed the most haunted place in Utah.
The most haunted?
That's
over the nunnery?
That's what this book says.
Actually, I was pretty creeped out of the hospital.
It was pretty creepy. I mean, there's a lot of different spirits that frequent the place. So what did you guys think about it?
I had a great time.
I did too.
It was fun.
I liked seeing all the old medical equipment and some of it still worked. That was cool.
Yeah, we were turning on machines that were still plugged in and working.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So we get there and there's Bud Light cans everywhere. And I asked.
This is your favorite part, isn't it?
Yes. It's my favorite.
And see, I told you we should have went Friday.
I know.
I told you.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? I asked the guy, what was his name again?
His name is Bryce.
Bryce. That's right. He was our tour guide for the evening. And he also is a paranormal investigator. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I asked him, I said, why is there Bud Light cans all over the place? And he's like, do you guys know who Post Malone is? And I was like,
yeah,
I am in love with him.
He's going to be my baby daddy.
Tice is right behind you. He's right there.
Tice is in love with him too. It's
Tice.
I've heard it so many times. It's not even funny now.
Post Malone is my hall pass. He's my background on my phone. And then he's like, well, those are Post Malone's Bud Lights. He was here and I didn't believe him. Uh-huh. And he showed me a photo on his phone
I tagged him and he didn't respond.
I don't think he's in charge of his own.
But he would have had so much fun with us.
He would have.
Posting, we got snacks.
You gotta we join got us. Snacks. We have good snacks.
If anybody has
good a snacks
with Posty, we would really like
please make, set us yes. up.
Yeah.
So anyway, Cosette got one of his Bud Lights and she's never gonna open it.
I got a clear box to put it in.
Are you serious?
Right like here. The one Mom's Aliens in, but it's gonna have a Bud Light in it. Because I don't want anybody to accidentally open it. It's Post Malone's Bud Light. And I have an old Bud Light can from Post Malone's concert. It has Post Malone's face on it and his signature. So I have them together.
Did you take one of the cans that was already open that had it touched his lips?
I did. But I threw it away because I thought it was after thinking about it. I was like, that's kind of gross.
It's a little creepy.
It's a creep. This little stalker.
That was cool. I had a lot of fun.
I did too. And I like the fact that we were able to spend the whole night there. So after we did one room or one session or whatever, we could kind of go back to our little hangout room, have a snack, gear take up the next one. Yeah. We weren't like rushed to get through everything really
right
fast.
Right. We had to take a couple of breaks, man. I got tired.
So what was your favorite part of the investigation? Besides
Post Malone's DNA everywhere?
Whatever.
I like the basement.
The basement.
That basement gave me the sick feeling.
The dirt room.
I got emotionally drained after I did the Estes session in the basement.
That was probably the most significant part of the whole thing was that basement.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't bother me much while we were there, but the last time we left, I really felt like somebody was following us out of there.
Yeah.
I didn't get that the whole time I was there, but right as we were leaving, I really thought somebody was following us. So you go down the stairs and it's a basement, then a sub-basement. And it's the maintenance guy's room where they keep the supplies and fix it stuff. And the sub-basement had the plumbing and heaters and boilers and air conditioning units, all of that. And then the other side was more storage. At the bottom of the stairs is the door that had Play of the Month on the door. But when you open that door up, it was basically a crawl space. And the dirt was probably 3 to 4 feet high. And then maybe 2 feet between the top of the dirt and the bottom of the floor. But somebody tunneled through that dirt and made a walkway to the back corner of the hospital. It looked like they dug out quite a bit of dirt. And then this crawl space is just plumbing and wires. That's all there is in there. But we go in there and we find a chair that has some restraints. And those restraints were wire ripped out of the ceiling. It was the ground wiring. And then a little farther down was a wooden box that there's no way they got it in there. They had to drag pieces in there and build it. And the guy was talking about that chair. And I'm like, dude, no bull crap. Is this true? And he says, yes, we found this like this when we bought it.
So there was about 5 of us that went down. We did an Estes session and Curtis sat in the chair and he put a blindfold plus the headphones on. And we asked several questions. We got a lot of help in a female voice, being held, torture, trapped. That was a big one that came across several times. And eventually we had to stop because Curtis got just dizzy. He's like, I don't know which way is up or down. He had to take the blindfold off several times. He's like, I got to stop. I can't do this anymore.
You guys saw this, right? No. That's Curtis. Do you remember when he was doing the Estes session? It's like a black mass. Now look at it when we zoom in on it.
What is that?
See eyes and a nose. To me, it almost looks like a black cat. But then this, what's I mean, it looks like a mouth, but Maurice? I wonder Maurice? If this is possibly like a surge of energy that's
get sucked out of Curtis.
Produce itself.
And this is this is in the basement with the dirt, right?
Yes.
So there was no light or any reflection.
None. This is Michael's pictures.
Ooh, that's creepy.
I took it just before he stopped doing the Estes session and he stopped because he was not feeling well.
And then your group went down soon after and did an Estes session also.
So we decided to try an experiment. We took half the group that went down and did an Estes session. And then a second group went down and did the same thing, but we didn't discuss anything in between groups until afterwards. After you guys did your group Estes session, then my group went down and I was sitting in the chair while they asked the questions. And after we were all done, we were able to get together and share our experiences, which I'm still trying to figure out if it's all real because we got the same name. I got the word trapped a lot and it was a female. I heard one distinct female who, I mean, she wasn't super talkative, but it was like she was trying to talk, but couldn't really get through amongst the chatter of, I heard at least three male voices and it was almost like they were talking over each other or arguing with each other because it seemed like one male voice was trying to talk and say he was sorry. And then the other two were kind of trying to shut him up, but it was chaotic. And I got really dizzy. It was emotionally draining, that whole session. So the fact that Curtis and I kind of experienced the same thing and we got a lot of the same answers was a bit crazy to me.
Well, and one thing, Mike and I almost had the same situation too. The whole time I was asking Curtis questions, I kept getting drawn to the back corner, back beyond the box. I kept shining my light back there. Like there was something there. I just felt like there was something in that back corner.
So the left or right corner, if you're facing the box.
Left. If you're facing the box, it was towards the left.
Yeah. Something kept drawing our attention to that. Whatever it was, never saw or heard anything. But man, there was something in that corner that just distracted us quite a bit.
I'd be asking questions and then I just turned quickly over there because it just felt like something was there.
I felt the same way after we were done with both Estes sessions and everybody was down there. And then we decided to just do the spirit box with everybody there. I felt the same way. And I kept looking over there too. It just seemed like there was somebody in that corner. To me, it seemed like it was a person. I did watch the Ghost Adventures episode, but they didn't really get anything down there other than Nick. I noticed he kept shining his flashlight in that corner of the room.
He thought the same thing?
Yeah. And then he heard a noise. And so he went back there to look and he couldn't find anything. But I thought that was interesting. Same corner.
I just remember him shining the light over there.
Yeah. It seemed like there was something over there.
The wire lined up with what we were getting.
Oh, Tice. Are you guys talking about the wire hanging in the back that was hanging from the pipe?
But this wasn't in the dirt room area, right?
Yeah, it was. It's right above the chair.
We were just doing an Estes session. And who was sitting in the chair?
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why mom doesn't know this, because you have the headphones in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were talking about it, but you would have been able to hear us.
And we said, what happened down here? And they said it was an accident. And so we're like, well, what was an accident? And they said they didn't mean to kill her. And we asked, how'd you kill her? And they said, the wire. And we said, the wire hanging from the pipe? And they said, yes.
Oh, geez.
And sure enough, there was a wire behind it.
There was. We checked when you got
hanging it. Just like it.
Well, do you remember when I said that my neck hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So when we got back upstairs after that, that was what was on my neck. Same spot. It looks like 3 or 4 scratches right there. It's just crazy because there's not a lot of information on that room. And this box that was down there was, I mean, literally the size of a coffin, except you could probably fit 2 people in there.
You couldn't lay down flat, but you could fit two or three kind of kneeling in a position. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was bigger than 6 feet long.
Well,
Piper lady.
You might have been able to lay down flat in it, but.
But anyway, there was just absolutely no reason for that box to be there.
There's no reason for a chair to be down there with wire wrapped around armrest. I mean, if I was a maintenance guy, I thought, well, maybe I'd hide a chair down there, take a little nap, but it ain't going to be in that dusty area. It'd be back in the corner of one of those rooms.
Right. So, and you wouldn't have wire around the arms of the chair.
No. I mean, I'd wire it up, maybe something to hold my drink, but not for my arms. I don't know if we mentioned this, but the lid of the box had scratches, like maybe somebody could have possibly been trapped in that box because the word trapped came up.
Yeah, I got the word trapped many times as well. And it was a female saying it. She sounded panicked. Wonder if they put her in there as a joke and something went wrong or something.
Quite possibly. The other thing about both sessions is we both had the feeling that there were people communicating back and forth and we were catching it. Usually it's been talking to us. I kind of got the feeling that they were talking back and forth.
Oh, for sure. When I was listening to the spirit box, you know, I couldn't hear what they were asking, but there was those three men were just talking amongst each other and I couldn't really even catch everything they were saying. I was trying, but it was like they were arguing. They were talking fast. You could tell they were upset. It was weird. And then this girl would come through every once in a while, but She wasn't super talkative and her voice was really quiet. So it was difficult to understand what they were saying. It seemed to me as though they were all friends or employees that worked together or something.
Like the guys or the guys and the girl?
The guys and the girl. And it seems like they had some sort of game or something going on where tricking people into coming down there, but they took it a little too far and something bad happened. Mm. That's kind of what I got.
Also, one of the things we asked was, where are you at? As we first went in that hole, I was joking that when somebody died, they dig a hole, throw them in it, then they dig another hole and throw that dirt into the first hole, and they just plant them down the road. I was totally joking about that, but it did say in the dirt where she was at or where she was trapped. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
There's a few little clips I want to play for you. And this was when we did the spirit box session, when everybody was together after we did both Estes sessions, but it's in the same spot in the basement.
Okay.
Now that you're dead.
Yeah. Sounds like a girl to me.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
You not like it?
Cold? I think it says cold. It's cold something.
Cold feet is what I heard.
Cold feet.
You not like it?
Colby.
Colby?
Like the name. Colby.
Here's another one.
She thought she was employee of the month.
I was?
She thought she was employee of the month.
I don't know what that says. What do you think?
I heard I was.
She thought she was employee of the month.
I don't know.
Can't tell.
I can't tell either.
But we didn't, obviously, we didn't hear it at the time.
Nobody reacts to it. Yeah. There's another one.
Maybe that was the game they were playing. They're all co-workers and they're just questioning, oh, you want to play the month?
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. It was all bad.
And she died.
That's funny, that's funny.
So you can hear three different voices in here saying something. I'm not entirely sure what they all say, but...
Okay, wait, play one more time.
Maybe that was the game they were playing. They're all co-workers, and they're just questioning, oh, you want to play the month?
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I thought it was funny. It was all that bad.
She died.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But that's consistent with what was happening down there. Because every time we'd ask, you said you kept hearing two male voices, then each hear one female.
Like, yeah. And one of the male voices had a really low voice. Okay, here's the next one.
How old were you when you died?
I don't know what it says, but
I don't know that.
Same voice. It seems kind of aggressive. Okay, this one was just captured on the EVP recorder. Okay, nobody's asking any questions.
Kill him. No one says help him.
Or that it said trouble.
Ooh, I can't hear trouble in the second one. That first one's kill him 100%.
Kill him.
Though.
Trouble.
Oh, what? This isn't us?
No, that is not us.
So wait, was it just like in the middle of the silent section?
Yeah.
What? How do we miss it?
We didn't hear it at the time.
Kill them. I hear kill
them. And it sounds like a female.
This one says kill them. Trouble.
I think this says a female. Kill them. And then the man confirming, kill them.
No,
oh, really?
This one says trouble.
No, let's listen to it again.
Kill them. It's a man in a low voice. That's scary.
Okay, here's
that's
one.
That's an underearm too?
Yep. Here's one more.
You said the last two numbers of the year you were born, Mary.
I don't, two different voices.
I don't know what that said, but the first one seems like very aggressive and low, which is what I kept hearing. Almost like he's like, don't say anything.
Yeah.
And then she tried to come through at the very end.
But you said the last two numbers of the year you were born, Mary.
Sounds like he says stop. Like
stop. And it sounds like she might be saying help or something.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing about the name Mary was that Curtis got it when he did the Estes session.
He did?
Yeah.
And then we got it?
And then we got it when we did our Estes session.
I don't know.
But that was interesting that we both got the same name.
In the same spot.
In the same spot without talking to each other. Here's another one.
Stop.
That
one. That was a male voice coming through that I kept hearing.
down?
Maybe.
This sounds like stop. Like he's annoyed.
Yeah.
Stop. Like he's annoyed.
Yeah. Wait. Shut up.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe play this one
again. Stop, shut up.
See, that is a male voice coming through that I could hear.
God, that's not sounds like shut up. And then it sounds like she's saying help.
That first one's definitely stopped though.
That's freaky.
Here's the next one.
Mary, did you work here?
That kind of gives me the chills.
What?
So Piper asks, Mary, did you work here?
Mary, did you work here?
That sounds like
exactly.
That first sounds like
stop leave. Asking. That sounds like leave.
I heard get out the first time too.
Mary, did you work here?
Oh no, it almost sounds like a cry.
Yeah.
It does. But you can tell that's two different males talking right there. Here's the next one.
I kind of get the impression that they were all friends, kind of hung out together. Because she trusted them. So that makes me think they were co-workers.
Did you know Mary well?
I don't know what this is, but it almost sounds like at work after that. So I'm just going to play that.
Send help now.
Maybe. You hear a male here, you hear a different male here, and then in the background you hear a female and then another male.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Play again.
Sound different.
Doesn't that sound like at work?
Sit back down.
Oh, maybe. He's talking so forcefully, it's really hard to tell. Okay, here's another one.
Is this just a prank gone wrong?
I don't know what this is, but that sounds like yes.
Is this just a prank gone wrong?
I don't know.
Sounds like footsteps.
Maybe.
Oh, really?
Maybe it is footsteps.
That's what it sounds like. You hear like...
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like...
Like he's squirming in his chair uncomfortably.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay, here's the next one.
No.
That was a no voice. No.
Yeah.
Keep talking to Mary.
Did you hear Mary?
That's what I thought it said.
So there's like, you can distinctly hear three different voices there, but I thought it was funny that you hear these two male voices coming through and then Piper's like, we're talking to Mary.
I know. She's like,
she wanted to know, you know, but they wouldn't let Mary talk. There's one more.
What year were you born, Mary?
I don't know what it says, but something. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It starts fading.
Okay, here's the last one.
What's it like on the other side?
Which kind of makes me sad. I don't want it to be scary on the other side.
Maybe it's scary if you don't know where you're going.
True. There was a lot going on down there. Like some of it you couldn't really distinctly understand, but this little section right here was like a full conversation that I got. I don't know what it says, but I'll play it. I don't know what it's saying, but you can hear like two or three different voices in there.
I must have heard help a couple of times.
One of those voices is really deep.
Yeah.
There's a girl that says, help me. Almost a scream. Distressful.
It's almost like it says, go help. Right before that. Go. Help.
Help. That help me gives me chills.
It's either aggressive or panic.
The ones before sound like they're arguing, saying, no, go. And then the help me.
I don't know. Maybe they left her down there for way too long and she panicked. I don't know, but I feel like something went wrong and it was an accident, but it didn't turn out good. But we don't know. So even in this book, it talks about everything we learned except the basement. There's nothing in here about the basement.
I love creepy old basements.
Do you remember in the maintenance room with all that had all the tools and stuff? It almost looked like a break room. I was with Bryce recording all of his stories and everything. You guys stayed behind, and then a cord that was hanging from the ceiling just started swinging. Because I got that on video. We came back out because you guys saw that.
I think I got it too. It was weird. That was definitely one of the darker areas of the hospital, in my opinion.
Definitely.
The other area for me was the nursery area.
That whole hallway. There's several things in that hallway. Because they say there's a little girl, Sarah, that really likes the NICU area. That other people have caught her in pictures through the nursery window. And there's also supposed to be a tall, bald guy. I think Bryce says that he's seen him. There was also Wes in Wes's room at the end of the hallway. So there's at least three entities that they know of in that whole hallway. And it was interesting seeing the other pictures too. If I hadn't seen that one picture from the labor and delivery room, I don't think I would have caught that image in my camera. I think I would have looked right past it.
The one that Bryce showed us.
Through that window in the NICU, in the delivery room.
The one that had the eyes, right? I know it's on the Asylum 49 Instagram page if you want to go back and look at it, but there's a picture that they caught where there's something looking through the window and the eyes are like glowing and really evil looking.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky looking. And if I hadn't seen that picture, I wouldn't have taken a picture of that same window.
So talk about the pictures that you got.
So I took a picture of the same window. The window has no glass in it. After I took the picture and I came home and I zoomed in on that window, there are glowing eyes in that window. You can almost see the outline similar to the one that they had in theirs.
Yeah. Michelle actually sent those pictures to me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I kind of lose track of time when I'm at work.
Well, I normally, if something gets texted to me, I wouldn't even normally get it till the morning because I had turned my volume off. But I couldn't sleep that night for some strange reason. And I got that text and then I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I sent him without telling you what I saw. I said, I have some interesting pictures. What do you see?
And I saw the same thing. There was three different pictures. I can see the outline of a person in the one picture, and you can see the glowing eyes. And then in the other two pictures, I see two.
Yeah.
It's like that room is full of spirits.
Well, and those were the back rooms of the labor and delivery where you put your REM pod.
Yeah.
And so that picture of the foggy door and stuff, I took those from the hallway while we were doing that REM pod session.
But my favorite part was when you're sitting in the hallway and the REM pod was going nuts. That was my favorite part.
Yeah, I think that might have been mine too, just because I'd never really used it.
And it was like answering almost perfectly. Mm-hmm. Anytime there'd be a question, it'd go off. I'm like, there's no way that's... started going off, I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot we even put that in there.
So we placed that in the hallway by the labor and delivery NICU area, which to me seemed the most active out of every place there. Every time we went down there, I could hear movement on that side. I heard a woman's voice on several occasions. I mean, it sounded like stuff was being moved around, but everybody was accounted for in the hall. So that's why I decided to put the REM pod down that hall when we were doing the... I think we just did an EVP session outside of Wes's room. Surprised at the activity we got with it.
Yeah, it went off a lot.
I have a couple of things to play for you guys with that REM pod session.
Can you make that go off again? Thank you. Okay, you can stop now. Thank you.
It went off when I asked it to, and then it stopped when I asked it to.
Yeah.
Here's one more.
Is someone walking down the hall?
Is it just me, or can you hear the footsteps in here?
Yeah, they're like right here.
It was like right after you were talking. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, it's like right, it's right here.
Play it again.
Yep.
Is someone walking down the hall?
Like you asked it, like they'd gone away and you asked it. So they ran back and set it off.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of footsteps
down that hall. Yeah. I heard a ton of footsteps down that hall.
And everybody was sitting, right?
Very quietly.
Half of us were asleep at this point.
Yeah.
Tyce was snoring. Tyce was asleep. Yes. I had to keep bumping Tyce and I stopped.
I mean, yeah, we were, and I was very proud of everybody during that session because they were actually quiet.
And this was at like 3 a.m., right?
Yeah.
3:30.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a bunch more REM pod activity, but those are the two clips that I took off. When we went back to take photos, that's where I captured that one picture that has the black shadow person in it, right there where we had the REM pod activity. So for me, the nursery area, probably the creepiest part for me.
Well, when we first got there, me and Michael heard footsteps. I don't know if that's the NICU or what.
I think that was the NICU.
Like, me and Michael straight up looked at each other and we're like, dude, someone's in there.
Yeah, that room did give me the creeps.
There was a lot going on in that room. In fact, I don't think I ever went down there without something happening down there. And I have this book here that's actually written by Richard Estep and Cami Anderson. Cami Anderson is one of the owners. I think she's Kim's wife. And then Richard does the world's most haunted hospitals. In this book, it says that the nursery itself is the most active area, and then it's haunted by two playful spirits that are children. They call them Sarah and Tabitha. Another interesting thing, the pair of playful spirits who like nothing better than to participate in haunted house attractions, showing themselves to customers and often hiding under tables and beds, reaching out to snatch at the legs of the unwary as they pass by. And I don't know if you remember in that room, I was like, did somebody touch my knee? But I actually asked Jason, I'm like, hey, point the thermal over here. Do you see anything? And he didn't see anything. But there's another story about Kim, who's the owner. He was going through right before they were getting ready to open the attraction for the night. And the people that were in the nursery area were like, we can't work in there tonight. There's a ghost in there that won't leave us alone. So Kim walks in that room to see what's going on. And sure enough, there's a little girl and she was crying. And he says, what can I do to help you? And she said, I just want to scare everybody too, like they're doing.
Aww.
And he was like, okay, tell you what, you can scare all the customers that come through. You can scare them, but don't scare the people who work here. And she's like, okay. And he goes, why don't you go hide under those beds and reach out and grab their legs as they walk by? So apparently she did that all night that night and has been doing it since.
So when we go this year to the haunted attraction, yeah, we see if we feel.
Pay attention more and see if that happens.
Just because we investigated, I kind of want to go to the haunted attraction again. Because mm-hmm. now when I'm going to the haunted attraction, I remember which room. Mm-hmm. This used to be the NICU.
We also know what props are there that should be there.
And which props should not be there.
And which props should not be there. And then there was one other thing when we were down Wes's hall after the REM pod activity. Do you remember me asking, did somebody grab my blanket?
Yes, I do remember.
I have it on recording.
Oh, blanket. Yes.
So there's a little boy named Christian that likes to be down that hallway. And they captured an EVP of him saying, don't touch my blanket.
And you read this book after we
after. I didn't even order it until like a week ago. So anyway, I was like, oh, maybe Christian was trying to take my blanket from me.
Maybe he thought I was his blanket.
What did you think about the Estes session we did in Wes's room?
We had Curtis do the Estes session for us. The answers he gave back to us really did match up with a dementia patient. The way he answered, it was kind of confused. He wanted his space. He gave good answers. Like he would pause for long moments and then say, leave, start talking some more, and kind of confused. So it really kind of fit a dementia type patient. And he was not aggressive. He was very, very placid.
Yeah.
In his responses.
It definitely sounded like we were talking to somebody who had dementia. I have one here. I'll just play it for you.
Is it hard?
Yes.
Hard to remember?
Person.
So you said, is it hard? And he said, yes. And then you said, is it hard to remember? And Curtis said, person. Right before that, you actually asked him, you know, tell us your favorite story. And he said it was hard to remember.
Yeah, I thought Wes's room was really interesting.
I do have one more really strange thing that got captured. This might give you the creeps. This was right down that hallway, too.
Do you want to keep talking to us?
Oh,
that was Hayden asking the question.
Do you want to keep talking to us?
Holy crap, that was a demon.
Ooh, wow. I don't like that one.
It sounded pretty close.
Yeah.
It did.
The NICU nursery area where we were having all that activity, I didn't like it in there.
That's where I got those creepy pictures, the glowing eye pictures.
Yeah.
It was all in that area.
Oh, not the picture that I caught also was in that area. I was just taking a picture of the nurse's station by the NICU, and there's a dark figure in the back. So here's the picture.
Oh, wow.
Everything's illuminated around it but that.
It's pretty dark, whatever it is, whoever it is.
It was the thing going...
Maybe.
Well, what about the image Michael caught over by the ER, that thermal?
John and I were walking down the hallway, and he felt something. That's why we looked in that direction. And with my thermal imager, we caught something move into the hallway, and you could see the outline of a person, and then it disappeared. So I got a picture of it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a really good picture, too. It's quite obvious that it's not a live human being.
It's dark. Yeah, no heat to this one.
And even if it was a reflection, which there wasn't anything to reflect off of at the time, there still would have been some sort of heat.
It wasn't a reflection of us.
No.
It moved into the hallway and then moved out the other direction.
Yeah, when you guys were doing the Estes session down in the basement, we went to the morgue area with Bryce because he had the ovulus and I really wanted to try it out.
Ovulus is freaking me out.
Yeah, me too.
It was me, you, Bryce, Tice, Jason.
And Joey, I think, was there too.
Oh, and Joey.
But here's one thing that we caught from the ovulus.
Murder.
Red.
Pained. ML.
Female.
Light.
You, Mom, you're in the red of the light.
Red.
Are you talking about me?
did
it say you?
It did.
Yeah.
Wait, does it say red?
Yeah.
To me, it sounds like rest and sleep.
Oh, I heard red.
Female.
Light.
Rest.
Rest. Yeah. And then sleep. Listen.
Oh.
Is that kind of something?
You're right.
It could be either. That's what I heard.
I think you're right. I think it does say rest and sleep after that. And I wonder now if it was saying the girl in the red coat that's got the light, could you turn the freaking thing off so I can rest and get some sleep? Also, when we were in that room, I remember you mentioning that you felt like something grabbed your butt.
Yes.
Joey also had something grab his butt. But get this, okay? So there's a spirit that they call the guardian who frequents that area. And he says, I've had my butt grabbed in this room. The guardian likes to be up here sometimes, not as much as in the maze area. I wanted to just read you this little section from the book that talks about Jeremy. So it says, a more sinister spirit by far is Jeremy, who haunts the same stretch of hallway, though he has been known to roam around the hospital at will when the mood takes him. Jeremy is reputed to be, in the words of some female members of the staff, quite a perv. Now, this was in the same room when we were doing the same session. I thought I'd heard a female on a couple of different occasions. And then this time, Cosette, you can hear her say, did you hear that? And we did capture it. It's very faint, but it's there.
I thought I just heard a scream. Was it a girl? Yes, like down the hallway. That way.
It's a scream, I swear. It sounds like a girl. I've heard it twice.
Who screamed?
So that's Bryce asking who screamed.
Who screamed?
Back what is to this? It, that's the scream. It's hard to hear because I amplified it a whole bunch.
But you could hear it.
But you can hear it in there. You can hear it.
Oh, at the very end.
Yeah. But this last one, I don't know what that is. And nobody reacted to it and nobody said anything and nobody heard it at the time. I'm going to play this. I think this was a spirit box session.
Are you
session.
The person that Michael got a picture of?
Red. Wait, play it again.
Are you the person that Michael got a picture of?
Red. Ooh, that's like a
yes.
Ooh.
Here's another one that's in the same area.
Did you work here?
Did it say I did?
I think it said I did, yeah.
I did.
Here's another one.
You like the people that work here?
I think it says work.
That's what I hear is work.
Okay, here's one more.
What year were you born?
99?
I heard 74.
What? Okay, wait.
Tice, you listen.
What year were you born?
I hear 94. It's got to be a 4.
I think it's 94.
It could be 94.
They had babies up to 2000. My coworker, she was one of the last babies born in the Twill Hospital.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. So Ty sent 3 pictures that he took in a row. The first picture, you can see the bed. Second picture.
Cannot see the bed. Yeah. Third picture, you can kind of see the bed.
Yeah, it's like the mist is clearing, kind of.
It almost looked like somebody walked across the hospital. Yeah. Click, walk, click, and it was still a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like.
Freaked me out, bro.
Yeah, it's just like there's a fog. And then
which is another thing that they capture on Ghost Adventures.
Partially there.
That same hallway, they capture a mist.
The same mist that's on Curtis's shoulder?
Could be. But we got a lot of good evidence from this. What was your overall take on Asylum 49?
My overall take is there's a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. There's so many things there. And I think they like to scare because it is a scare house now, and that's what they see other people.
Possibly.
No, I would like to go back, but go on the other side.
Me too. I had a really good time.
I did too. That was fun.
Post Malone, if you're listening,
please
join us.
That was so fun, though.
It was fun. If you enjoy our show, please like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review. We will be introducing other Mystery Media Group guests in our upcoming episodes, along with weekly bonus material. If you'd like to see more pictures and evidence from our adventures, visit www.destination-mystery.com. You'll find a link to our blog, as well as a link for merch and contact information. Until next time, find your own destination.
Solve the mystery.
This is a production of Mystery Media Group.
Yay!